Wonderful to be with you again.
和你们在一起真的很好。
How many of you were here last year?
有多少人去年就在这里？
Oh, wonderful.
太好了。
Then you remember I have a peculiarity.
那你一定记得我有一个特点。
I need your response sometimes.
我需要你们给我回应。
And I put my hand to my ear and then you say, oh me or oh my or something.
如果我把我的手放在我的耳朵旁边的时候，你们就要回应。
Thank you for inviting me back.
谢谢你们再邀请我回来。
I was in Brazil. I think we did this last year.
我在巴西的时候和我们去年我们都做了这样的事情。
We stood before the group and I said, God is good. And before the interpreter could say anything, everybody in English said all the time.
我在你们面前说神是好的。然后在翻译之前，那你们就回应就说每一刻都是。
So if I say to you, God is good, wonderful. Then there's another one. Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
You know what to say? Amen.
Amen.
Try that again. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Right on. How about this one? It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.Hey, you do remember, don't you? Let's try that again. God is good.
神是好的, all the time.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What language are we going to speak in heaven?
我们在天堂的时候用什么语言呢?
Not Mandarin, I'm sure.
我可以确定不是
用 or even English.
或者也不是用英语。
How many would vote on Hebrew?
多少人赞成是同意是希伯来文
Well, we're already using Hebrew when we say Amen.
我们说 Amen 的时候我们就
在
说希伯来文 Hallelujah 也是希伯来文
Well, we'll wait till we get there.
我们到了天堂的时候就会知道
It's real joy to be in your presence again. You know, I've selected a big theme for these days, and the more I get into it, it becomes bigger and bigger.
我很高兴在神的同在里面我选了一个很大的一个主题那当这个时间接近的时候呢我就越来越觉得这个主题非常的大
We're going to talk about the glory of God
这个主题就是神的荣耀
A couple hundred years ago the church fathers gathered together at a council
在几百年以前在教会的教会的负责弟兄们在一起来聚会
They pondered some deep things about the Word of God.
然后他们在深思神荣耀的事情。
And finally they came up with this conclusion.
他们的结论就是
The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
如果人可以荣耀神来享受神这就是神的荣耀。
What else is important in this world but what we bring glory to God?
如果我们可以把荣耀带给神，还有什么比这个更重要呢？
So we're going to this morning consider some verses that will give us a little background.
我们来看几句经节，给我们一些介绍。
Beginning, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork.
诸天述说神的荣耀，苍穹传扬他的手段。
For of Him, and through Him, and unto Him, to whom be glory forever.
因为荣耀是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀都归给他。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
圣哉
the whole earth is full of His glory.
圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华他的荣耀充满全地。
I am concerned this morning because I believe that much of the time we come short of the glory that God wants in our lives.
我早上有一点的担心就是许多时候我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
We're not aware of it unless we know what He really wants.
我们不知道怎么样去荣耀他，除非我们知道神要什么。
One of the definitions of sin is coming short of the mark.
罪的一个定义就是我们没有达到神的标准。
You take your bow and arrow and you shoot at a target and you miss it. That is called missing the mark or missing the glory.
如果我们拿起一个弓箭来对着目标 射出去的话，如果我们没有射到目标，那我们就没有达到这个神的要求。
We're going to consider a little bit this morning what really is involved in coming short of the glory of God.
我们今天早上就来看一下我们是怎么样子亏缺了神的荣耀。
I need to tell you a story that will introduce this.
我会给你先讲一个故事。
This comes from Argentina.
在阿根廷。
One Sunday morning, the elder who was speaking prepared a message on the love of God.
有一天早上要讲到的一位弟兄他就准备了一篇信息是关于神的爱。
There are three words in the Greek, but we'll just say there's eros, phileo, and agape, three kinds of love.
在希腊文里面关于爱有三个字，一个是 eros, 一个是
phileo,
然后还有一个 agape.
He felt that he was well prepared for that message.
他觉得他对这个信息准备得很好。
Then he stood up before about 1,000 people and he said, my text this morning is love one another.
但是结果他站在会众面前的时候他只说了这么一句话，就是今天的信息就是要互相相爱。
And then he sat down.
然后他就坐下。
The man leading music said, what, sing another verse.
然后这个领诗歌的弟兄就带他们唱了另一首歌。
So he stood up again and he said, my text this morning is love one another.
他又站起来说，今天早上我的信息是你们要互相相爱。
And he sat down.
然后又坐下。
Music man says, what do we do now? Sing another verse.
然后他们就不知道该做什么，然后就再唱了一首诗歌。
Third time he stood to say, my text this morning is love one another.
第三次他又站起来说，我今天的信息是要彼此相爱。
And he sat down.
然后他又坐下。
Now his wife is beginning to wonder what's wrong with her husband.
然后他的妻子就开始想是不是他的弟兄有什么问题。
The fourth time when he looked over that group and he said, my text this morning is love one another.
第四次他又站起来说，我今天的信息是你们要彼此相爱。
They began to look around and they said, how could I love you more?
他们就开始彼此的说，我怎么样来能够更加爱你呢？
You have a lovely smile. Can I talk to you a moment?
如果
How can I love you more?
我怎么样能够更加的爱你呢？
Would you believe that people began to speak to one another, how can I meet some of the needs in your life?
然后他们就开始彼此交谈，说我怎么样能够来在你的生活里面帮助你。
And that morning, without speaking or giving one bit of the message, they began to love one another.
然后那天早上没有下面的信息，他们开始操练彼此相爱。
Third, 28 men went home who were needing a job, and they had a job.
有28个正在找工作的人，他们就在那个时候找到了工作。
About 28 single mothers who were having struggle had some provisions.
然后有28个单身的母亲，他们有需要得到了帮助。
Now I mention that because we so often go to church and we get information, don't we?
我们经常去到教会，我们就自己在自己里面。
And hopefully we get some inspiration.
我们只是希望得到一些激励。
We'll go out saying, that was a good message. I'll be back next Sunday.
然后我们离开的时候就说，这个信息很好，下个星期我再来听。
We get information, and we get inspiration, and it stops there.
我们听到了这个信息，然后我们心里也得到了激励，但是就停在那里。
Listen carefully. Pastor got up the next Sunday, and he said, my text this morning is, love one another.
第二个星期天这个牧师讲同样的话。
They sat there a moment and he said again, my text this morning is and then they began to do it.
然后他们重新又开始彼此的问怎么样可以爱你更多。
They began to implement what they were hearing.
他们开始就把他们听到的应用在他们的生活里面。
Would you believe that Sunday after Sunday for 3 months, he stood each morning and he said, "My text this morning is."
这样子连续的三个月，他讲同样的一句话。
Information's wonderful. Inspiration is better. Implementation. Can you translate that? Implementation is still better.
如果我们听到这个信息很好，我们心里受到激励，那更好。但如果我们可以用的话，那是最好。
3 months went by, and every Sunday they met to love one another.
然后三个月的时间，每一个主日他们都在一起操练，彼此相爱。
You see, it's one thing to hear, it's another thing to believe, it's another thing to do it.
听和相信和做都是不同的事情。
Some of the people said, "We're not coming back if he doesn't preach on anything else."
有的人说，因为他不讲别的信息，所以我就不来了。
He got up that Sunday after 3 months and he said, "My text is different this morning."
然后三个月以后，他说，今天我的信息不一样。
And everyone clapped.
然后每一个人都鼓掌。
He said, "My text this morning is love your neighbor."
然后我今天的信息是你要爱你的邻舍。
Now, how do you do that? You're loving one another, but where's your neighbor?
然后你的邻舍在哪里呢？
Believe me now, one by one they began to slip out and go home to their neighbors.
然后他们一个一个就离开教会去他的邻舍。
They did that for a couple months.
然后他们同样又做了几个月。
What are you trying to say this morning?
早上我们想说什么呢？
I have a burden that so many of God's people are full of information and some inspiration.
我的负担是许多神的子民有许多的信息，然后他们也或许受到了激励。
But doing it's another thing.
但是去做又是另一个事情。
Now, what is this love that helps us to love one another?
这个帮助我们去爱别人的爱是什么样的一个爱呢？
You recognize that there is a human love that has a because in it. We love because.
我们人之间的爱是要有一个原因的。
I love my young brother here because he is interested in the same things I'm interested in.
我爱这位弟兄是因为我们有共同的兴趣。
And we enjoy being together.
我们在一起的时候都很快乐。
But here's somebody down the pew who I don't like too well.
但是有一个人我就不太喜欢。
They need to bathe more often.
他需要洗澡。
And you know, it's hard to love them.
这样的人是很困难去爱他。
And they're really quite selfish, and it's hard to love them.
是非常困难去爱这么样的人。
There is a reason why we don't love one another as we ought to.
我们之所以不这么彼此的相爱是有一个原因的。
And this is why God introduces another kind of love.
这就是神为什么给我们介绍另一种爱。
Divine agape love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵带来神这个神圣的爱。
When I say, "Lord, I can't love this individual, you give me the love that I need."
当我对神说神我没有办法爱这一个人的时候神求神把爱给我们
Are you understanding? How many have ever had somebody who's hard to love? Don't raise your hands. Do you know what I mean? And you cry out, "Oh God, it's impossible. I'm bankrupt. I can't do it."
我就说神啊我没有办法去这样爱
But I can love through you, he says.
但是我可以借着神来爱
So we get a little glimpse of the fact that so much of the time we have information, inspiration, and God alone can help us to implement or to do the things. This is reaching the full glory of God when He works through our lives.
我们许多的时候有信息也受到激励，但只有神能够使我们付之于行动。那这个也是彰显神的荣耀。
I appreciate Brother Wong's statement last night.
我感谢神让王弟兄说的话昨天晚上。
There is such a thing as righteousness, peace, and joy.
就是公义、和平和喜乐。
There is the outward kingdom that we're all waiting for when Jesus comes back.
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们是等着他的国降临。
But there is an inner kingdom now that we can enjoy.
但是在有一个里面的国，我们现在就可以来享受。
It is righteousness, peace, and joy.
公义、平安和喜乐。
So often we'll do things that are right and we have a good conscience.
我们许多时候做一个对的事情，而且我们的良心也是对的。
And that will bring peace.
这个就带来平安。
But we come short of joy.
但是我们没有喜乐。
And we kept emphasizing in Philippians, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice, rejoice.
在腓立比书说到，我再说你们要喜乐。
We don't usually get to the joy or the rejoicing.
我们常常没有达到这个喜乐。
We come short.
我们没有这个喜乐。
This is made very real to me when we had a neighbor living back of us.
我曾经有一个邻居住在我们后面。
He's a very difficult neighbor.
这个邻居不是很好相处。
And his wife was difficult too.
他的妻子也不好相处。
We had a chain link fence back here.
我们之间有一道这个栅栏。
I asked one day, would you let me put a gate in here so we could go back and forth?
我就问他说，我可不可以在栅栏这个地方放一个门，然后我们就安一个门，我们就可以互相来往。
He said, oh no, then everybody will use this to go back and forth. The whole neighborhood will use it.
他就说，如果我们装了门的话，别的人也来用，这样不行。
Then I discovered in this chain link fence, there were certain vines that were growing up.
然后我就发现在这个栅栏这个地方有葡萄长出来。
And they would intertwine between the fence.
然后他就在这个栅栏的之间这么长。
He kept saying, why don't you keep the vine cut?
那个邻居就说，你为什么不把这个葡萄给剪一剪？
I thought it was on his side.
我觉得那葡萄是在他那边。
He said, no, it's on your side.
他说，不对，是在你这边。
It was difficult.
是很困难的。
But I did everything right so there would be peace.
那但是我就尽量去做对的事情，这样我们可以有平安。
But I hate to tell you, I didn't have much joy.
但是我告诉你，我实在没有喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and what?
Joy.
How do you get joy?
公义、平安、喜乐，我们怎么样得到喜乐？
Well, I had a garden right next to his.
我有一个花园是在他的旁边。
And I had a very nice Troy built rototiller.
就有一种叫 rototiller 的花。
It would plow the garden.
我们就在这个花园里面去松松土。
And I would watch him digging with his spade.
我就看到他用他的耙子来松土。
One day I said, you know, I would be happy to.Plow your garden if I could get at it.
然后我有一天我就告诉他说，如果我能够到你的花园的话，我可以帮你来松土。
You see, to get there, I'd have to go a block and a half this way, a block that way, and a block and a half to get to his yard. To get 50 feet, I'd go 4 blocks.
但是如果要去他们家的话呢，我要走四条街，这么绕过去，因为没有一个门可以直接通到他们家。
And one day when he wasn't looking.
有一天当他没有注意的时候
I took that one strand out of the fence
我就把这个栅栏抽出一条来
I pushed my plow over into his yard
然后把我的这个松土机推过去
And I dug the whole thing got it just right for planting
我就把它整一片土都松了那个时候正好是要种植的时候
You know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗
You opened up the fence
他说你把这个栅栏给打开了。
But I have to tell you something. I had joy for the first time.
但是我实在告诉你，我第一次有了喜乐。
It wasn't right. I had joy.
这或许是不对的，但是我有喜乐。
How often we come short of rejoicing, of joy, don't we?
有多少次我们丢掉了这个喜乐
？But after today, you'll open up fences and you'll start plowing other gardens, won't you?
你今天以后你会不会也是把你的栅栏打开去帮别人松土呢
？So we're saying this morning, righteousness is wonderful, peace is better, but as our brother said last night, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
所以我们说公义很好，平安更好， 喜乐那是最好。
Many years ago, I was in Maryland in a conference.
许多年前我在马里兰的一个聚会。
I just finished speaking that morning when a tall gentleman walked down to the front.
我结束刚刚结束的时候，有一位很高的男士过来。
He told me his name and he said, "I'm president of a company that works with the astronauts."
然后他自我介绍，然后他说他是一个有关这个航天公司的一个总裁。
We do the calculations that figure out the projections into the going to the moon.
他们来计算这个这个行星运行的轨道，然后就算他们在哪里。
Very interesting. The first things he said when he walked down was, "Did you know they found the missing day?"
然后他对我说的第一句话就是说，你知道吗？他们找到那个丢失的一天。
I didn't tell him I knew one was missing.
我不知道哪一天丢失了。
So he proceeded to explain to me.
然后他就给我解释。
He said, "You know, this universe is built with tremendous intricacies. It is a beautiful universe."
他说你知道吗？这个整个宇宙是非常美丽的一个宇宙。
I knew that God had built into the universe, and His fingerprints were every place.
我可以借着这个宇宙就知道这是神造的，因为我可以看到这是神手的工作。
I had a jeweler friend who knew that watches could keep correct time, but not perfect time.
我有一个珠宝商的朋友，他知道一件事情，就是我们的表可以有准确的时间，但是不能够有完美的时间。
He would say, "I can fix your watch so it'll keep correct time, but only in God's universe is there perfect timing."
我可以把你的表修好，让它走得准，但只有在神的这个宇宙里面才有一个完美的时间。
The reason for that is because all the stars and everything in its orbit, they would collide if everything wasn't in perfect timing.
如果在神的这个时间有任何的差错的话，那那些运行的星星就会撞在一起。
So he explained to me, he said, "We were making our projections of where things would be 1,000 years from now."
他就跟我解释说，他们在计算在一千年以后各个星会在什么地方。
And we could go backward where things were several thousand years back, a couple thousand years back.
我们同样也可以往后往以前推几千年以前那个星是在什么地方。
And suddenly our equipment would stop. We went to IBM to find out what was wrong.
然后突然有一天我们发现这个仪器发现一些问题，我们就去 IBM 问他什么问题。
IBM said the equipment's perfect. There's something else missing.
IBM 的回答就是说这个仪器没有任何的问题，是别的出了问题。
And this gentleman standing by me said, "I had a fine Christian man working for me."
然后他就说我有一个很好的基督徒的一个人为我工作。
He said, "I remember reading back in the Bible where it says the sun stood still for about a day."
那一位基督徒就说我记得在圣经里讲到有一个地方那个日头停止了差不多一天。
And Harold Hill said, "That must be the day we're looking for."
然后他们就说这个一定是那个计算机所出错找不到的那一天。
Isn't it amazing how God puts his fingerprints in all the universe?
然后他就非常惊讶神他创造这个工作。
So they ran the computer again and they were still 40 minutes short.
他们按照这一天重新计算发现还是缺了40分钟。
That's why the Bible says the sun stood still for about a day.
这就是为什么圣经在记载的时候说是日头停住了大约一天。
Because it was 23 hours and 20 minutes, 40 minutes still missing.
那因为他们算的那一天呢只有23小时20分钟，但是还有40分钟缺少。
The next day that friend came and he said, "You know, I seem to remember when Hezekiah was about to die."
第二天那个基督徒来了又说我记得好像西西家王要死的时候。
The prophet Isaiah had come to him and he said, "Get your house in order, you're going to die."
以赛亚就跟他说你要预备好因为你马上就要死了。
And Hezekiah, it says, turned his face to the wall and he began to pray.
西西家就面向墙开始祷告。
Maybe we ought to read about that.
我们或许应该打开这段经节来看。
Turn to the book of Isaiah, please.
我们翻到以赛亚书。
In chapter 38, we read.
38章。
The last part of verse 1 says, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live.
第一节的后半部分，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord.
西西家就转脸朝墙，祷告耶和华说。
I draw your attention now. Notice how he prays.
注意他怎么祷告。
Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart.
耶和华，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又在你眼前做看为善的。
And have done that which is good in thy sight, and Hezekiah wept sorely.
西西家就痛哭了。
Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah,
耶和华的话又临到以赛亚说，你去告诉西西家说，
Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years.
耶和华你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必加增你15年的寿数。
Did you all get that?
你们听到了吗？
He was going to die, and then the Lord says, No, I will give you 15 more years.
你听到他本来马上就要死了，但是神又给他15年的时间。
And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city.
然后我会为你的来保守你的城池，救你的城脱离亚述王的手。
And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken.
我耶和华必成就我所说的，我先给你一个兆头。
Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards, so that sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down.
就是亚哈斯的日葵向前进的日影往后退10度，于是前进的日影果然在日葵上往后退了10度。
I'd like to have you take a little peek at this sundial that was just outside his window.
我愿你来看一看这个日钟。
Imagine going forward would be one thing, but going backward 10 degrees, and those 10 degrees represent 40 minutes.
往前是容易的，往后更难。这个往后十度呢，正好是40分钟。
This caused me to say, Oh God,Your timing and your working is wonderful.
这位总裁他就说，神啊，你的时间真是完美的。
Only you could stop the sun one day, about a day.
只有你能够让日头停住差不多一天。
And just in case somebody thinks that was by happenstance, I'll figure out 40 more minutes to make it complete.
然后正好他们还发现缺40分钟的时候呢，神在另一个地方。又是日头退后了40分钟。
This is why we say the heavens declare the glory of God.
这就是我们为什么说诸天述说神的荣耀。
His fingerprints are everywhere.
我们可以看到神手的工作在每一个地方。
Now I need to be very honest with you.
我很诚实的对你说。
I realized that Hezekiah was one of the very best kings they had ever had.
我知道西西家是最好的王之一。
He performed many wonderful things and brought revival to the people.
他做了许多好的事情，也使神的子民复兴。
You can read how many things he did in believing and trusting God.
你可以看到他有许多的事情都是依靠神，相信神。
And yet, there's something I finally need to draw to your attention.
但是有一件事情我要你留意。
I didn't see it for quite a while.
我很长的一段时间都没有认识到。
Here was a good king who had been very much used by God.
这里有一位好王，他被神来使用。
Now this sickness has come.
现在他病了。
He turns to the Lord and says, Oh God, I've been a good king. I've had a perfect heart. He reminds the Lord of all the things that he is.
然后他就向神祷告。想来提醒神说他是一个怎么样的好王。
He says, I've seen thy tears, I've heard thy voice.
神就说我听见了你的祷告，也看见了你的眼泪。
I want you to notice what I believe is coming short of the real thing that God wanted in Hezekiah's life.
但是我要你留心的就是我认为在这个地方西西家他亏缺了神让他在他生命里的一个目的。
There is no question but what Hezekiah had been a very good king.
我们知道西西家是一个好王，这是没有什么疑问的。
I believe that as history records his service, it was very wonderful.
历史的记载来看，他的对神的服事是非常好。
God had truly given him a position.
神的确给了他这么一个地位。
He had fulfilled it.
然后他也完成了神给他的这个目的。
He had been very responsible and we would say he was successful.
我们可以说他是非常成功。
Everyone would recognize how wonderful his reign had been.
每一个人都知道，都可以看见他做王的时候是多么成功。
But when you read a little bit further, you see a problem that God unveils in this.
但是你再往下读的时候，你就看到神，在这里指出一个问题。
I need to tell you that these 15 years that God gave Hezekiah.
我告诉你，这15年多的时间。
They were not good years.
这并不是好。
He gave birth to a son by the name of Manasseh.
他生了一个儿子，名字叫马拿西。
Who became one of the worst kings Israel had had.
这个王是一个最糟的王。
Not only that, but when some folk came from Babylon to bring a gift to Hezekiah.
然后有人从巴比伦来给西西家送礼物的时候。
We read in chapter 39 some very interesting verses.
在39章我们看到很有趣的地方。
It says, At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered.
那是巴比伦王巴拉旦的儿子米罗达巴拉旦听见西西家病而愈，就送书信和礼物给他。
And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not.
西西家喜欢看见使者，就把自己宝库里的金子、银子、香料、贵重的油、膏油和他武器库一切的武器，并所有的财宝都给他们看。他家中和全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。
Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee?
于是先知以赛亚来见西西家王，问他说：“这些人说什么？他们从哪里来见你？”
Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon.
西西家说，他们从远方的巴比伦来见我。
Then said he, What have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them.
以赛亚说，他们在你家里看见了什么？西西家说，凡我家中所有的，他们都看见了。我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。
Hear me for a moment.
你们要听。
I believe that Hezekiah was glorying in all of these wonderful treasures. They were something to own, possess.
我相信西西家认为他所拥有的这一切和他的财宝是他的一个荣耀。
But he reveals a flaw in his life.
但是这些财宝彰显出了他生命的一个问题。
Whenever there's a flaw, God will use something to uncover it.
如果出现问题的时候，神会使他彰显显把这个问题显出来。
I am convinced that there are character flaws in many of us that God needs to expose.
每一个在座的人，我们性格里面都有问题，神要把它显出来。
He was glorying in the things, the wealth that they had.
西西家因着他所有的东西，他是一个非常荣耀的王。
And notice what Isaiah says.
注意以赛亚说什么。
Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚对西西家说，你要听耶和万军之耶和华的话。
Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord.
日子必到，凡你家所有的，并你列祖积蓄的，积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是耶和华说的。
And he says, Your sons will serve in their palace.
并且从你本身所生的种子
Verse 8
第八节
Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken He said moreover For there shall be peace and truth in my days
第八节西西家说西西家对以赛亚说你所说耶和华的话甚好因为在我的年日中必有太平和稳固的境况。
Let me see if I can make something very clear to you. Listen carefully.
你们要注意的听，我要讲明白。
I believe that when Hezekiah received word that he was going to die,
我相信当西西家听到神告诉他他要死的时候
，instead of reminding God how good a king he'd been, how his heart had been perfect.
与其他来提醒神他是怎么样的一个好王
I think he should have looked up and said Oh God, not my will but thine be done
我相信他应该说跟神说神啊不是我的意思乃是你的意思
We have the perfect example of this in our Lord Jesus
主耶稣给我们做了一个最好的榜样
There he is facing death and taking of the cup
他马上就要接他的苦杯的时候
But he says because he's attuned to the Father heart
但是因为他和父的心是合一的
Father not my will but thine be done
不是我的意思而是照着你的意思
And I think that God honors or answers the prayer of Hezekiah in saying I have recognized I will give you 15 more years
我相信神他听了西西家的祷告然后他说我给你十五年
But I believe it would have been better if Hezekiah had passed off the scene
但我相信如果西西家当时就是死的话会更好
How many are with me so far?
你们有多少人现在能明白
For years I so appreciated you go back and study all the things that Hezekiah did
如果你去看西西家做了一切的事情
And here he is when Hezekiah, when Isaiah gives him the final word.
当以赛亚跟他说他要死的时候
All he's concerned about is Hezekiah.
他所关注的就是他自己
He says, there'll be peace and safety in my days.
在这里他也说这话甚好，因为我的年日中必有太平和稳固的景况。
He has no vision or sense of the purpose of God.
但对他来说，他没有看到神的目的。
Oh Lord, give me more years.
神啊，再给我一些年日。
He should have said, Oh Lord, how can I fulfill your purpose?
他应该说，神啊，我怎么样能够来完成你的旨意？
If I am through, this is all I can do to fulfill your purpose, I'm ready to go home.
如果我已经完成了你所要我做的，我就已经可以回家了。
I think it's wonderful that God oftentimes heals in a crisis time.
我觉得神在医治我们的时候是很好。
I have to be honest in saying sometimes I've seen people be healed, but the rest of their life does not reveal the purpose of God being fulfilled.
但有的时候我看到有的人被医治了，但是他们所余下的年日并没有完成神的旨意。
If you get nothing else this morning,
如果今天早上你们没有听到别的东西，
Hezekiah had lived a good life, he'd been a perfect toward God, his heart, and yet there was a lack of vision of what God wanted for his people.
西西家他的生活是一个非常好的生活，他也为神做事，但是他没有一个意向。
How much of Christendom is preoccupied with, it's good for me, I'm getting healed, I'll be blessed.I will have truth. I will have peace in my lifetime.
有多少基督徒只是注意到说这个是对我好的，这是对我的祝福，我会得到医治，光是我自己。
I'm hesitant to draw attention, but this became very real to me 5 years ago.
在五年前，这个对我来说成为一个真实的经历。
I had often spoken on my friend who found the missing day.And these 40 minutes.
我经常提到我这个找到这个失去一天的这个故事。
But it didn't mean anything more than just a story.
但是这个只是一个故事而已。
I had missed this little verse where we see the self-centeredness of Hezekiah.
但是我们没有注意到在这个故事里面看到西西家他一个以自我为中心的问题。
You know,Someone who's ready to meet God should say, Oh, wonderful Lord, will you take me today?
如果有一个人他已经预备好要见神的时候，当神召他的时候，他应该说，很好，主啊，就是今天吗？
But to be selfishly concerned for what we want, very dangerous.
但是如果我们只是注意到我们自己想要什么时候，就会非常的危险。
I guess it happened this way with me.
这个同样的事情在我的身上发生。
I was having my annual checkup and my blood work had been analyzed.
我在做年检的时候，他们就给我验血。
Doctor walked in and he said, "I have some bad news for you."
医生进来就跟我说，我有一个不好的消息。
What could it be?
我就想是什么问题呢？
He said, you have cancer cells, your PSA level is much too high.
他就跟我说你有这个癌细胞，你血里的一个指标太高了。
He said, a very fine Christian doctor, I'm not sure what you want to do.
他是一个非常好的基督徒，这位医生就说，我不知道我应该叫你做什么。
I smiled and said, Doctor, you mean I get to home, go home quicker?
然后我就对医生微笑着说，你的意思就是我可以更快的去见主吗？
I couldn't imagine going through chemotherapy and losing what little hair I have.
我不能够想象我做这个 chemo 的化疗的时候，我这仅有的头发都会丢掉。
He's a wonderful man, he said, as he smiled, I'll pray with you.
这个医生就说我跟你一起来祷告。
And honestly, I remembered this story. I had forgotten about it, but I remembered this story of Hezekiah.
然后我就想起来西西家的这个故事。
Said, Lord, he didn't pray right.
我就说主啊，西西家的祷告不对。
He prayed for more years.
西西家求长寿。
They were bad years.
但是那些是不好的年日。
I don't want 15 more bad years.
我不要再15年不好的年日。
You see why it's real to me?
你知道为什么这个现在对我成了真实的经历?
And I said to him, not my will, but thine be done.
我就说主啊不是照着我的意思乃是你的意思。
If I can't fulfill your purpose and live in your vision, take me right now.
如果我不能够完成你的旨意不能活在你的意象里面那现在就接我回去。
But help me to live the next years with full intensity for your purpose.
但是帮助我在过在以后的每一年里面在你的旨意里生活。
That was 5 years ago.
这是五年之前。
Last week,
上一个星期
he did another blood evaluation.
他又做了一个验血。
I walked in and sat down as he looked over the chart.
然后他们就在看这个表格。
He said, I have good news and bad news.
他就说我有好的消息和坏的消息。
The bad news is the cancer cells are still there.
坏的消息是这个癌细胞还在那里。
The good news is for the last 3 years, it's been holding level. I think you're safe.
但是好消息就是过去的3年里面他们一直都很稳定我觉得这是一个安全的。
You'd have to know my doctor.
你要必须明白我的医生。
He's a man who really loves the Lord.
他是一个爱神的人。
He loves to play golf, which is all right.
虽然他喜欢打高尔夫球，但是这是一个可以的。
He told me the first time. He said, "You know, I want to reach the 18th hole." And reach over to pull the ball out of the hole and fall in. And go to be with the Lord.
他有一次跟我说我希望能够在第十八个洞的时候我把那个球从洞里拿出来我到洞里面去然后我就跟神在一起。
I said, I hope there's room for me too.
我跟他说我希望这个洞里能容得下也容得下我。
And we agreed.
我们同意。
Until God gets his purpose, what's the point playing? You follow with me?
然后直到有一天神就向他启示他打高尔夫球是为什么
You see, it's possible for God to give us a position in the kingdom and to be fruitful and successful for him.
我们是有可能在一个情况下神给我们一个在他天国里的地位我们也为他结果子。
But to fail in the vision of the purpose that God has for our life.
但是我们却在神的意象的上面却失败。
Every one of you are called according to His purpose.
每一个人都因着神的目的而被召。
You're just so young. Even you, God has a purpose for you.
虽然你很年轻，但是神在你的身上有一个目的。
And you too.
你也是。
You believe that?
相信吗？
Not quite sure yet, anyway.
或许你还不是很确定。
But it's no laughing matter.
但是这个不是一个好笑的事情。
Why do I want to live on and on?
为什么我继续还想活着呢?
Now I've got good genes, I do know that.
我知道我虽然有很好的基因。
My grandfather was just a month short of 100.
我的祖父他就九差一岁就活到一百岁。
My mother was 94, my dad was 96.
我的母亲是94岁，我的父亲是96岁。
But I don't want to live any longer than the vision of fulfilling my. Are you with me?
但是我不愿意，在神给我的旨意之外多活一天。
You see, it is very possible for people to go a long ways. They can come short. Of fulfilling the real vision that God wants.
我们可以看到有许多人他们可以一直达到能够满足神但是他不能够达到神的这个给他的意象。
Most of us go so far as inspiration, but not implementation.
许多人可以达到受到激励的阶段但不能够实施。
We can go so far as peace, but we don't have a lot of joy or rejoicing.
我们许多时候可以有平安，但是缺少喜乐。
We can walk with God a long ways for many years, but how about the vision that God has for our life?
我们可以与神同行许多的年，但是我们不能达到神的意向。
Well, let me run another one through for us.
我们再看另一个。
You know, it is very interesting to recognize that conception is the light that we see in things.
我们明白这个概念是我们对事物的一个了解。
How many of you have a real important conviction?
但是多少人有真正心理的一个改变？
What would you stand up and fight for? Something that's very important for you.
你会为什么事情来站起来为他争斗呢？
Every one of us develop convictions, and we need to be people of strong, real convictions.
我们每一个人在心里面都要被神深深的说服。
How do you get these convictions?
但是我们的心怎么样被神来说服呢？
Convictions develop out of the spiritual insight of the things God reveals to you.
我们的心在看到神向我们所启示的事情的时候才会被他改变。
Many of God's people, when they walk with Him, develop some strong convictions.
当许多神的仆人与神同行的时候，他们的心就完全被神所抓住改变。
Now, I have a conviction that this book is inspired of God and I can trust it completely.
神使我的心完全相信这个圣经是神的话语，我可以完全的相信这一本书。
And the word says, in thy light shall we see light.
神的话说，在你的光中我们必得见光。
If I am not receiving the insight or the light that I need,
如果我不得到这个光的话,
I'm not walking in His light because He gives light upon the Word of God.
如果我不能够从圣经里得到光的话, 是因为我没有走在神的光中。
Oh, I'm amazed how many people develop convictions.
我看到有许多许多人,他们的心里是被神说服了。
But some of these convictions are built on wrong conceptions.
但是他们心里的这种许多改变是因为有时候是因为这个错的概念而带出来的。
Let me illustrate for you a conviction that is wrong.
我现在想看给你看一个我们心里改变是是因为一个错误的概念而有一个错的改变。
Let me read for you a prayer.
我愿意给你一起来读一段祷告。
In the name of God, the Most High, Compassionate, in the name of God, of myself and of my family, I pray to you.
奉神的名，这一位充满怜悯、充满同情的神，我和我的家庭向你祷告。
God, to forgive me all my sins, to allow me to glorify you in every possible way.
神，求你赦免我所有的罪，让我在各样的事情上来荣耀你。
Oh God, open doors for me.
神为我打开门。
Oh God, who answers prayers and answers those who ask you, I am asking you for your help.I'm asking you for forgiveness. I'm asking you to lift the burden I feel.
神，我祷告，求你回答我的祷告。我现在需要你的帮助。我求你来赦免我。我求你把我身上的重担给除去。
God, I trust in you. I lay myself in your hands.
我把我交在你的手里。
I ask with the light of your faith that has it in the whole world to guide me until you approve of me. And once you do, that's my ultimate goal. Amen. Amen.
我求你以你这个照亮世界的这个信心的光来引导我，来指正我，直到你认同我的时候，这就是我最终的目的。
Now, I don't know how discerning you are, but how many think that's a wonderful prayer?
多少人你们觉得这是一个很好的祷告？
You're not going to vote, are you?
你们或许不敢来举手。
How many think it's pretty good?
多少人觉得这是一个挺好的祷告？
Do you know who prayed that prayer?
你知道是谁的祷告吗？
Maybe you've seen it already. That was prayed by Muhammad Atta, the terrorist leader who flew his plane into the World Trade Center.
这是一个穆罕默德阿拉，他是把飞机开到世贸中心的一个恐怖分子。
Why do you share this morning?
我为什么会讲这个呢？
Because he had a conception that was wrong. Do you know who he prayed to? Allah.
为什么我要提这个呢？是因为他的最基本的一个概念是错的，他向阿拉祷告。
Dale was talking a little earlier about being in the dark.
Dale 弟兄刚才提到我们在黑暗里。
It's amazing how much your heart can pray and yet be in the dark.
我们常常我们的心可以在黑暗里面，祷告使我们进入黑暗里面。
This is why, young people, it is important that your early conceptions be the light of God's word.
这就是为什么这么重要，你们年轻人在小的时候，你们的就要在神的光里面。
And God is so very careful about His name.
神对他的名是非常小心的。
In the Old Testament, again and again, we have the names of God being mentioned.
在旧约里面，神的名一次一次被提到。
But one of those names isn't Allah.
但是他的名不是阿拉。
I could spend an hour on this, but we better not.
我可以花一个小时来讲，但我们没有时间。
What are you saying this morning?
早上我要说什么呢？
I'm saying that it is one thing to have light and conceptions. It's another thing to have convictions that develop.It's another thing to be committed.
我想说的是概念是一回事，心里面被改变被说服是另一回事，但是我们觉知投入又是另一回事。
The reason the Islamic world is on the increase all over is because there are people with great commitment.
之所以这个伊斯兰这个宗教发展得很快，是因为有许多人他们决心投入这个宗教。
And this morning, too many of God's people are casual, very casual, indifferent, not committed to anything really.
但是今天许多神的子民却对神的国是一个非常 不在乎的一个态度。
I copied this in the back of my Bible a few months ago.
在我圣经的后面 我放了一段话。
Someone has said,A belief is what you hold. A conviction is what holds you.
有的人说你的信仰是你所有的东西，你心里的改变，这个事情是能够把你给拖住的东西事情。
A conviction is not truly a conviction unless it includes a commitment to live by what we claim to believe.
我们这个心里的深信和改变，如果没有一个行动的话，如果没有一个行为的话，它不是一个真正的改变。
A commitment is not a mere resolution, but a determined purpose to live by God's word as He applies it to our lives.
我们真正的一个决心不光是一个决心而已，而是说我们要把自己放在神的话语里面来实行神的话语。
First, we need a commitment to holiness as a total way of life.
我们必须把自己决志做一个过一个圣洁的生活。
We must determine that holiness is the most important to God, that it deserves priority attention in our lives.
我们必须知道圣洁是对于神来说是最重要的，它必须是在我们的生活里面居首位。
I ask you the question.
我问你一个问题。
How many of you have a real conviction this morning?
你们多少人心里面真正的被神说服。
Something that you would pay a price for.
你愿意付上代价。
You would boldly take a stand for that.
你愿意勇敢地为你心里的这个
Let me tell you another story.
我跟你讲一个故事。
In a large classroom like this, I think back of the USC in California.
在加州南加州大学有一个这么大的教室。
There was a professor who had taught a certain class for 25 years.
有一个教授他在教一门课已经教了25年。
He was an outgoing atheist who tried to prove to his classes there was no God.
他是一个非常积极的无神论者，他也向他的这个学生们讲这个无神论。
Year after year, students would take that class.
然后每一年学生都来修这门课。
And the closing day, he always went through one little performance.
在结束的那课结束的那天，他总是会表演一个事情。
He would say, I have tried to prove to you for several months there is no God.
他说我在过去的几个月里面试着向你们证明没有神。
And the proof that there is no God, I will demonstrate to you right now.
我现在就向你演示我怎么证明没有神。
That last day, he would hold a piece of chalk before them.
然后他就拿着一个粉笔。
He would say,I am going to drop this chalk, and if it hits the floor and shatters, that's proof there is no God.
我如果拿着这个粉笔掉下来，掉到地上，如果碎了，就证明没有神。
Because if there was a God, he would intervene and stop it to demonstrate that he does exist.
因为如果有神的话，他就会阻止我来证明他自己存在。
There was a certain student that had to take that course. It was required for him.
有一个学生是因为这门课是必修课，所以去修。
He went into the class with great hesitancy, knowing what might take place.
他在修这门课之前，他就很犹豫，因为他知道这个教授所要讲的。
He was a young man with some deep conviction.
他对神有一个完全的信心。
And every day as he went in, he would say, Oh God, don't let me hear all these false things. I believe in you.
他每一天都向神祷告说，神啊，不要让我听到这些假的东西，因为我相信你。
He was concerned that conceptions might bring another conviction. He kept praying every day, Oh God, I belong to you.
他不想得到那个错误的概念，所以他每一天都向神来祷告。
And the final day of that class came.
然后那个最后的一天上课。
As the professor had done every year through those classes.
就像这个教授每一年做这样的事情。
He said, final test this morning is to prove to you that there is no God.
他说我们最后的一件事情就是向证明没有神。
And they knew what he was going to do.
他们也知道这教授要做什么。
He said,After all these weeks, is there anybody who still believes there is a God? Stand up.
他就问这些学生，在这么多星期以后，你们还有谁相信神？就请站起来。
And this student, with conviction and commitment, stood up in the back.
然后这个学生，因为他心里面对神的一个响应和他的一个决志，他就站起来。
The whole class looked back at him and wondered, how could he ever dare to do that?
这整一个教室都看着他，觉得他怎么会有这样的胆量。
He had attempted a number of times to share his understanding.
他曾试着想去讲他的见证。
Anybody who dared argue with this professor, they always were ridiculed.
每一个想被跟教授争论的都会被教授嘲讽一般，嘲讽。
Now he stood and 400 students looked on.As he stood,
他站起来，四百个学生看着他。
The professor announced, "You fool!"
这个教授就说你这个笨蛋。
He stood there by the grace of God.
但是借着神的恩典，他站在那里。
He said, "We're going to demonstrate there's no God. Watch as I drop this chalk."
他就说我要证明没有神，你看我现在就把这个粉笔掉下来。
Maybe I'll save this till tomorrow.
我要把这个留到明天再告诉你。
He held the piece of chalk up, and strangely, his clumsy fingers, the chalk slipped hit his cuff, reached out, hit his trousers, and fell to the floor unbroken.
因为他的手指头不是很灵活，所以这个粉笔顺着他的衣袖子一直从他身上裤子掉到地上，没有碎。
He stood there in complete silence, looking at the chalk.
他看着这个粉笔，他就说不出话来。
He was so embarrassed, he ran out of the room.
他非常的尴尬，然后他就跑出了课室。
This student walked down to the front and he said, There is a God. He has just proven it to you.
这个学生就走到课室的前面说，有一位神，他向你证明了。
For 20 minutes, he gave testimony of the reality of God in his own life.
然后接着下来20分钟，他向他的学生做见证，神在他生命里面怎么样改变。
Everyone sat quietly because he had earned the right to speak to them.
每一个人都安静地听着，因为他挣到了这样的权利来向他们说话。
I'm in this classroom setting, I think, Vern, what would you do?
我在你们的前面的时候，我就对自己说，我应该做什么。
Well, I'd probably never be in that class to begin with.
我或者在那，我从来不会去那样的教室里。
But every one of us face the challenge of, do we have a conviction?
每个人我们都有同样的问题，就是神是不是真的在我们心里面改变。
Will I be bold to stand for what I believe?
我们愿不愿意为我们所相信的站起来。
I think many of you are on the way to developing a commitment.
我相信你们许多人正在在一个过程，马上要决志。
I think I see it in your heart to say, Oh God,It's not by my strength, but by your grace.
我知道在你的心里说，是不是靠我们的能力，乃是靠神的恩典。
Before we get through this week, we're going to see one thing.
我们在这个星期结束以前，我要看到一个事情。
God does not ask us to perform.
神没有叫我们去做表演什么事情。
He asks us to be willing.
但他要我们甘愿。
He says if we be first willing,He will do the performing.
如果我们甘愿的话，神就会做他的工作。
I look back many times. I said, "Oh God, I will, but I'm not able."
我常常跟神说，神啊，我愿意，但是我没有能力。
And He says, "All I want is your willingness."
神就说，我只需要你愿意。
I will do the performing.
我会做这个工作。
And one day I saw it was like my.Putting up the sail of my little boat.
就像我把船的帆扬起来。
Oh God, I put my sail up.
我把我的帆，神，我把它扬起来。
You blow in it, please.
你来吹。
For me the will is present, how to perform, Paul says. How many of you have a sail this morning to say, I will that God shall have my life.Come and blow in it, Lord. Blow in my sail.
愿意说神，我今天愿意，神把我的帆举起来，神你来吹它。
You see, this morning, it's not our performance, but our allowing Him to have opportunity to blow in our sail.
不是我们自己去做什么，而是我们愿意让神来做。
So we come short of commitment.
我们没有在神的面前决志。
If we develop convictions at all,
我们如果真的是心里被神改变的话，
It's amazing how we confuse convictions.
我们常常不明白这个心里的改变。
There's a senator in our area who was seated at a banqueting table one night.
有一天我们在这个晚宴外面坐着。
During the discussion at the table, they were talking about prayer in the school that had been taken out.
在晚宴的时候，人们就讨论到有关学校不让学生在学校里祷告。
All these men were encouraging the senator to help bring prayer back into the school.
然后每一个在那里的人都鼓励这个议员说，你要把这个祷告带回到学校去。
And they were very convinced that it was something he should give himself to.
然后他自己也非常相信说他是要去做这件事情。
When he stood up before that whole group that evening, he said,
然后他站起来向整人群说话的时候，
We just had a rather strange conversation at our table.
他说我在我的这个吃饭的桌里面，桌上有一个非常特别的一段对话。
Here were about 200 men.
大概有200个人在场。
He said, I'd like to ask you men, how many of you have prayer with your children before they go to school each morning?
他就问他们说，你们中间有多少人在孩子们上学之前与他们一起祷告？
Shamefully, about 5 hands went up.
很可怜的是只有五个人举手。
When do I have a conviction?
当我们心里面有这一个认知的时候，
I'm sure there are a lot of people all around us who think it's a conviction.
许多人认为这是一个他心里面的 所相信的一个事情。
But a conviction produces a commitment.
但是真正的相信在心里面会产生一个觉知，去投入去做。
You get the message.
你知道我的意思吗？
Oh Lord, help us not to come short of your glory.
神帮助我们不要亏缺你的荣耀。
Well, do we have time for one more?
我们还有时间再讲一个。
You know, it's very interestingthat we need every one of us to recognize who we are before the Lord.
我们每一个人都需要在神的面前认识到我们自己是怎么样的光景。
For example, when I trust the Lord Jesus, I become a believer. I am in the family of God.
我们在相信主耶稣以后，我们就成为一名信徒，在神的家里面。
And it's wonderful to say, I know who I am. I am a child of God.
如果我们知道我们是神的孩子，是非常好的事情。
Paul even goes a little further. He says, we are called saints. Not to be, but we are called saints.
保罗甚至说，我们被称为圣徒，我们不是要成为圣徒，而是我们被称为。
And so we begin to move among our brothers and sisters, and we say brother, we say sister, we have an identity.
然后我们彼此就以弟兄姊妹来称呼，我们有一个这样的身份。
Identity is who I am in the Lord.
这个身份就是在神面前我们是谁。
Then as God begins to develop some significance in our lives,
然后神就使我们的地位有改变。
We have a gift and a calling that we begin to fulfill.
我们因着这个恩赐或者神的一个恩召，我们开始做一些事情。
Every one of us have a calling and a gifting to perform for the rest of the body.
每一个肢体都有一个恩赐，是为整一个身体所预备的。
We walk through our fellowship and we say, oh, here's brother so-and-so. He has a gift of exhortation. He's developed a real gifting to exhort the people.
我们就会说这一位弟兄他有一个恩赐，就是能够把大家的灵提升起来。
Here is sister Suntas, I won't say that, Suntachi. She has a real prayer ministry.
然后另一个这个姊妹Suntachi, 她就会
Just skip that one. What are you saying this morning?Brother Vern.
Vern 弟兄，你早上要说什么呢？
That's not important. Let me go. What are you saying this morning?
早上你想要说什么呢？
Identity, who we are in the Lord, what we become in our service to others is very important.
我们在神面前的身份，我们将要成为一个什么样的人是非常的重要。
Many of you know, last year I brought my new wife Ruth with us.
你知道去年我带我新婚的妻子 Ruth 来到这里。
She isn't here today, so I'll talk about her.
她今天不在这里，所以我就可以讲一讲她。
God has given her a real ministry in signing for the deaf.
神给她这么一个服事，就是跟聋哑人来说哑语。
In fact, all the children have learned to sign.
然后我们教会的所有的孩子都学会怎么样说哑语。
15 years they went down to one of the inner city churches and did signing for a deaf church.
然后他们有15年的时间到一个比较内地州的一个教会去给他们聋哑人的教会去给他们说话。
I knew she was teaching others how to sign, but I didn't know how skilled she was.
我知道他能够教别人去说这个哑语，但我不知道他自己本身有多么熟练。
When they have a court case and need very difficult interpretation, she fingerspells.
那在法庭上，如果有需要非常仔细的一个翻译的话，他会用他的手指来说话。
I discovered real significance in her.
我就发现，在他的一个很重要的一个地位，就是这个翻译的工作。
After the children were all out and married from the home, out of the home,
当孩子们都长大，然后各自成家，
she finished her degree in nursing and began nursing for 14 years.
然后她就学了一个护士的学位，然后就开始来照顾这些老年人。
I'm only mentioning this because there are significances that develop in our lives.
我提这个是因为我们在生